critic anonymity, star ratings, noise reports. KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson look at the new style in Seattle Times restaurant criticism on today's Food for Thought.
So, Nance, I'm looking at last Sunday's Seattle Times food section, and I got it right here. It says, introducing a new philosophy on covering the food scene and our two new critics. Well, one, actually, they're not really new critics. It's Bethany Jean Clement and Tan Vinh, who have been writing for the Times for a long time. Is this a big deal?
Well, it certainly was a gorgeous big spread, and I'm glad I got to look at it both in print and online. Bethany took my job when I left 5 years ago as the food writer, and she wrote about food and restaurants for The Stranger for 7 years prior to that. Tan has been writing close to 15 years as a features reporter, covering food and cocktails and travel. What I found interesting is they're doing a couple different things, like doing away with anonymity, which longtime restaurant critic Providence Cicero tried her best and did mostly, I thought, a very good job of being anonymous.
Well, even if you can be anonymous, what's the point? There's not much a restaurant can do, even if they do recognize you, if you just showed up there.
Here's the thing. I think that in this day and age, it really is almost impossible to be anonymous. But I can't say that you're not treated differently. I mean, obviously, they can't come up with a whole new menu. If the place looks dingy, it's still going to look dingy. But you can get lots of perks and lots more attention. I remember this great story about John Hinterberger, who was the critic before I was, coming into a restaurant, ordering the chicken. They were out of the chicken, but they sent to the store to buy some so they wouldn't have to tell him they were out of it. Recently, I was at a brand new place. People were talking about a place in Ballard. The young waitress came up to me and she said, "You work for the Seattle Times?" I mean, she wasn't even born when I worked there, right?
So how did she know?
The manager recognized me.
So what do you think? Should restaurant critics still be trying to be anonymous?
Well, I think it's impossible to be anonymous, but I also think it's impossible to say with any kind of certainty that you will not be treated differently. You will.
Let's move on to the star ratings. They say they are going to keep them, but with a difference.
They'll offer the same numerical system to that pho place you love.
Twee's Pho on Pacific and Tacoma.
That they would to Canlis. And now no one's going to be able to get in there.
Nah, you can always get in restaurants in Tacoma, and you don't need to make a reservation a month in advance either. Well, one thing I was really gratified to read in that section is that they're going to be rating these places on noise level. Maybe they should bring, like, a meter, a noise meter.
Great idea. But here's a better one. Only review restaurants that don't make you want to go screaming out the door with your hands held over your ears.
Well, we don't really go out to eat all that often, certainly not as much as you do. But I'll tell you, if we do go to a place that's loud like that, I don't really care how good the food is. I'm never going back. You can't enjoy it when you're being assaulted by sound.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of people who feel this way. And in addition, there's the comfort level, okay? So if you're going to go and have a bowl of pho and it's going to cost $10 and you're going to be there for, you know, a half an hour, maybe less, who cares if it's uncomfortable? But if you're going to sit and dine for several hours, some of these places, multi-course menus, very expensive, you're dining for 3 hours, say, even five, believe it or not. If you're sitting and you're uncomfortable, that's almost as bad as not being able to hear yourself think.
When fine dining, your butt is the boss.
With KNKX's What Is It You're Calling Yourself This Week?
Master of Time, Space, and Dimension.
Dick.
Everyone's a critic.
Stein.
She's Nancy.
But only some of us get paid for it.
Leeson.